Live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, it's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, High Country Rec Fee Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Northern Arizona Vein Center. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Tuesday edition of Q&A. Going to have a little bit of a mixed bag for you today. We're going to start out, the boss, Sanford Cohen, is scheduled to call in sometime soon. He has a very busy schedule going, so we're hoping to hear from him. Then we're going to hear about something unique. It's in-home dentures, because Dr. Mark Sinard, with 30 years of dental experience, is here to talk about doing that work in the privacy of your own home and saving yourself a doctor visit. And then coming up after that, we will have a couple of interviews with authors who just called in this week. One is Ben Cohen. If you've ever wondered about streaks, about being in the zone, being on a hot streak, Ben Cohen has written a book called The Hot Hand, and it is about that very topic. Believe it or not, there is a science behind these streaks, and we will be hearing about that, plus another author coming up later today. So it'll be kind of a mixed bag today on Q&A. As you are more than aware, of course, there are cancellations just all over the place. School systems are closing. Restaurants are closing. Flagstaff just announced that at 8 o'clock tonight, all of their non-drive-through or non-delivery dining options will end for the rest of the month. So unless you're going to deliver or have a drive-through, you're going to be closing up as of 8 o'clock tonight in Flagstaff. So things are really crazy right now. This is uncharted territory, so we all have to pull together to get through this, and I think we will. In the meantime, I want to give a St. Louis shout-out to my homies Mike and Melinda Rhodes and their kids Ashlyn and Grady. They are enjoying their very first visit to Arizona, so that's always good to hear. And then we have Dr. Mark Sinard coming up in about 10 minutes in the hope that Sanford Cohen will be able to call in the next couple of minutes, and we will see about that on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live at KQNA.com.
Some folks can throw 3 peanut butter sandwiches and a bike in their Subaru and go off into the boonies for a week. Others? Well, it's a good thing Subaru makes the Ascent, an 8-passenger sport utility worthy of the Subaru badge. With spring here, the Findlay Subaru Ascent matches big cargo capability to the famous boxer engine and all-wheel drive, so you can do your family trip to the boonies, even if it's just for a weekend. Every Subaru is engineered to deliver the best driving experience possible, no matter where you take it. During the Subaru A Lot to Love event, lease the 2020 Subaru Ascent Premium 8-passenger CVT for as low as $299 a month, or 0% financing with complimentary maintenance included. Findlay Subaru Prescott, and online at FindlaySubaruPrescott.com. Doing our part every day to give back to the community and make the world a better place. Unapproved credit plus tax, title, license, and 495 doc fees. Stock number S44341. Leased for 36 months with $4,600 at signing. 10,000 miles per year. Sale end 3/31/2020.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Hey everybody, this is Ted Gettle.
And this is Adam Gettle.
We're the Gettle brothers. You know, Adam, winter is almost over.
Yeah, Ted, it's a good time to get your AC ready for summer.
My AC's fine. You're talking about the listeners, right?
Picky. Okay, all you listeners, let Gettles get you prepared for summer.
You mean get your AC prepared for summer.
Oh, brother.
That's me.
Say bye-bye winter and get ready for summer with a Gettles AC system checkup. Don't settle. Get Gettles. G-O-E-T-T-L. Visit GettlesHDM.com.
Hello, this is Sydney from the Office Cantina in downtown Prescott. The Office Cantina is a perfect place to accomplish work, grab a meal, and watch the game, all at the same time. So pull up a chair, open your laptop, and order up some Southwestern flavor while cheering on your favorite team. From juicy burgers and sliders to tasty tacos and wings, our menu is full of a variety of flavors. Don't forget, we have a great happy hour, Monday through Friday, starting at 3 p.m. The Office Cantina, salsa, spirits, and sports at 128 North Cortez or at theofficerestaurant.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Well, as mentioned, we have a very special guest today. It's Dr. Mark Sinard. He is here on behalf of In-Home Dentures, where you can get the highest quality dentures, relines, and repairs without even leaving your home. That saves you a bunch of visits to a dentist office and no long waits and no hassles lining up transportation. So, Dr. Sinard, you have been a dentist for how many years now?
A little over 30 years, DJ.
And in those 30 years of dentistry, at what point did you see that in-home dentures was going to be a really good opportunity?
Maybe about 3 months ago.
After it took you 30 years to come up with that. Come on. What? No, tell us exactly what in-home dentures is all about, as if the title isn't enough, of course. Yeah.
Well, it kind of started out when a friend of mine needed a denture, and he couldn't afford one, so I offered to make him one. For lab cost, and we did it out of my home and his, and it just, you know, light bulb went off. So,
and you know, it sounds almost too simple. In-home dentures in your home. So, what kind of preparations does your patient have to make for your visit?
Well, they really don't have to do anything. I just need them to sit in a comfortable chair, good lighting.
Wow, pretty interesting stuff. Take me back to when you first decided to go into dentistry.
30 years ago?
Yeah, what was that? How'd you decide upon that?
Well, I've always wanted to be in the medical field, in healthcare field. My father was a physician. My brother is. Just kind of grew up in that environment. And dentistry just seemed like a nice way to combine art and creation and a little bit of engineering, too.
I don't think our listeners fully understand the depth of the art and creation that goes into dentistry, because I would imagine almost every mouth is different, right?
Yes.
And you have to come up with some creative solutions to a lot of different dental problems, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
What are some of the things that people have to do to prepare for having dentures? First of all, at what point do you determine, or do they determine, we need dentures?
Most people require dentures because they're losing their teeth due to periodontal disease. Bone loss is the number one cause for the need for dentures. Mostly what I do, though, are replacement dentures. People that have already had a set. Or maybe they had their teeth extracted a long time ago and never had a set of dentures. So we do mostly that.
And when it comes to the first set of dentures someone gets, you mentioned bone loss. I remember the first time I saw a dentist, it had been a long time, and the first thing they did was the x-ray.
Right.
And when it comes to dentures, if there is significant bone loss, how are they anchored?
How are the dentures anchored?
Yeah.
A conventional denture is not. Upper dentures fit pretty well with some suction on top. The lowers generally require some denture adhesive. Now we've moved into where we can support dentures with implants. They actually snap in and fit really tight. Yeah.
Sounds almost too easy, doesn't it?
Well, not easy.
So let me ask you this. What you make the dentures yourself, right?
No, I don't. I have a local denture technician in town. He's been here for over 30 years. I've used him since 94. So he actually does the processing of the denture.
So an impression at the person's home?
Yeah, so what it requires for me to make you a denture is to visit your home for about 10 minutes, 3 to 4 visits, and usually can get the denture done within a week to 10 days. Each visit's about 10 minutes. The first visit, I come in and do a full head and neck examination, a visual examination of your oral cavity. We do an oral cancer screen, and then we determine whether you're a good candidate for a denture or not.
What would make you a bad candidate for dentures?
Well, everybody that's a dentulous that does not have any teeth is a candidate for a denture. It's just what type of denture.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you may have so little bone support left that you may require implants to wear one comfortably.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If someone is not practicing good dental health, you can, if not diagnosed, spot a lot of other non-dental illnesses with that examination. Is that correct?
Yes, you can. A lot of diseases manifest in the oral cavity.
And how do they transmit from there to the rest of the body?
Well, if it's a cancer, it can transmit through a metastasis.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And when it comes to someone who has issues beyond dental disease or oral diseases, what kinds of options are available for them? And who makes those decisions? Who would you send them to?
Well, if I see a suspicious-looking lesion, I'll send them to the oral surgeon for a
mm-hmm.
biopsy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Let me ask you this. Are adjustments included with your fee, and for how long?
Oh, yeah, for as long as the patient's a patient of mine.
Wow.
Yeah. In fact, I just went and did an adjustment right before I came over here.
Wow. And let me ask you this. Now, when people think of dentures, they think of people my age and older. Who are some of the, are there some younger people who need dentures too, maybe from injuries?
Oh, yeah. I've seen denture patients as early as young as 30 years old.
So, wow. Yeah. And what are some of the things with your experience 30 years in dentistry? What are some of the things we can be doing in addition to the standard, brushing, flossing, things like this, to keep our dental health for as long as we can?
Well, visit your dentist regularly.
Mm-hmm.
Get an exam regularly.
Mm-hmm. How about dietary habits?
Obviously, stay away from sugar. Stay away from sodas, or particularly bad.
Why are sodas particularly bad, even the sugar-free ones?
They have, the sugar-free ones aren't as bad as the regular sodas.
Yeah.
No, they're not.
Is it phosphoric
just
acid?
A lot of sugar, and yeah, they're very acidic.
Yeah. The acids, mm-hmm. yeah. I heard years ago, and my eyes went up when I heard this, that orange juice is terrible for your teeth. True?
Got a lot of sugar in it.
Is that the only reason? Was it the vitamin C?
That pure, and the acidity.
The citric acid?
Yeah, the acidity.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Now, kids, of course, are notorious for their sweet tooth. When kids eat a lot of candy, can they reverse the effects of that as they get older? I mean, I know a lot of things like smokers. If they quit smoking for the rest of their lives, their lungs will heal. What about dental health if you've been practicing poor habits as a kid?
Well, if you cease those habits, you're going to see better results.
Mm-hmm.
But the sooner you start having to restore teeth, the more problems you're going to have down the road. Fillings fail,
mm-hmm.
Or they have to be redone. They become bigger, so it leads to further problems. Yeah.
Now, I've never had dentures yet, knock on wood. However, I've seen all the commercials over the years, Polident, things like this. What are some of the things people can do to care for their dentures?
Well, the best thing to do if you're a denture wearer is to not wear your denture all the time. Take it out in the evening when you sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Dentures collect a lot of bacteria underneath them, and they also cause the bone to resorb quicker the more you wear them. When you press on bone, it resorbs. So when you wear that denture, it causes your ridge to shrink faster.
Does it make it tougher to refit them?
It makes you have to reline them sooner.
Yeah.
You change the shape of the ridge if you wear your denture longer. It starts to resorb. Some of the bone resorbs, so it changes mm-hmm. the shape of the ridge, so you have to reline it sooner.
Now, of course, everything we see and hear about today has to do in some way or shape with the coronavirus. Has that had any impact on the way you practice?
Not on the way I practice. I've always taken precautions to not cross-contaminate between patients and keep things clean. It has affected dentistry in the fact that I think most people are afraid to go see their dentist now, or afraid just to go out in public, and we're being asked not to, and I think that's good advice.
Mm-hmm.
I guess the one thing my service provides is you don't have to do that. I can come to your home and deliver the product to you. So that would be one way to avoid that.
Sure. What business days and hours do you do this?
I'm actually available any day of the week.
Really?
And even evening hours, too. Yeah. So while my service is mainly for folks that are restricted to home,
mm-hmm.
That just don't have the ability to travel, get out of the home, I'm also available for people that may not want to take off from work. I can come to your home in the evening or on the weekend and take care of everything there.
So when dentists get together, what kinds of stories do they trade?
I don't usually get together with other dentists.
You're not antisocial, are you, doctor?
No, it's just I just prefer not to.
You know, I had a friend years ago who wanted to be a dental hygienist, but she had had carpal tunnel surgery on both wrists. And I'm thinking, when a dental hygienist has worked on me, there's a lot of digital manipulation going on, and I couldn't imagine a worse career choice for her given that kind of background. Tell me about the importance of the people who assist the dental patient from your experience in the field.
Well, you can't work without them.
Sure.
It takes four hands.
Yeah, so, four hands. Yeah. Wow, amazing. And how do you work in such a small, confined space? That would make me claustrophobic.
Well, I'm not actually inside there.
I mean, during your dental years.
But you're talking about being claustrophobic.
Yeah.
It's something you start doing and you just accept it and you get used to it, I guess. I've never thought about it that way.
Really? Because, you know, when I was a patient and I'd feel all these things going on, I'd wonder, like, how, of course, obviously lights, mirrors, things like this, you know, magnifiers always help. But, man, I can't imagine a more difficult workspace. So let me ask you this. Hollywood and Madison Avenue, through the years, have not been very kind to dentists. A lot of people who haven't been to a dentist in a long time still think they're going into a torture chamber when it's time for dental procedures. How has that changed over the years?
Well, these are all myths basically created by folks from older generations when dentistry wasn't as kind.
Yeah.
Dentists used to sharpen their own needles for injections. They were much larger bore needles. They had pulley systems for dental drills. And anesthetic wasn't as good back then.
Sure.
The materials weren't as good back then. Just been a huge change technologically over the years. But I find that most of my patients, if not all of them, leave the office rather comfortable and don't experience any pain at all.
See, that's what kept me away from a dentist for a long time. All of those old, you know, the old tales passed down from generation to generation. So let me ask you this. It's still part of the vernacular. People say, oh my gosh, I'd rather have a root canal. What is a root canal like these days?
I've only had one, and happened maybe 3 years ago. I couldn't believe how simple, quick, and easy and painless it was.
Why is it so painless now when it wasn't before?
Better technique, better anesthetic.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure.
What is the impact when it comes to teeth cleaning and grinding down surfaces of going from a drill to, say, a laser?
Well, lasers are nice because you generally don't have to use anesthetic, but they have a limited use. They can only reach certain surfaces of the tooth.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They're not for all purposes, obviously.
No, they're not.
Yeah, sure. So how can people contact you if they feel a need for in-home dentures?
Well, I have a website, inhomedenture.com, and if you go to that, a pretty detailed description of the procedure and what we do and who I am. You can reach me at 928-830-5050 any hour. Be glad to talk to you.
And, of course, we have an awful lot of veterans in our area. I mean, you have some experience in that yourself, don't you? Not only in the service, but also with the VA, correct?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Tell us about your experience in Omaha.
I did a residency program after dental school at the VA hospital in Omaha.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we thank you very much for being our patient, but our guest today on Q&A. Mm-hmm. Once again, your phone number and your webpage?
That's inhomedenture.com. That's in-home denture, not in-home dentures.
Ah.
Yeah, that one's already taken.
Sure. And you do accept most insurances, right?
Yes, I do.
That's very good.
And most forms of payment. So,
very good.
And my number's 928. 830-5050.
And that is Dr. Mark Sinard. And coming up on today's Q&A, we are going to hear from Ben Cohen, who wrote The Hot Hand, an in-depth look at the science behind streaks in business, politics, and sports. Then you'll hear my chat with rapper and hip-hopper Timbuktu. His new book has sold more than 100,000 copies in his native Sweden, and his new stage production would have opened this month in Harlem if not for, well, you know. So that's coming up on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live around the world at KQNA.com. Don't go away.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
I know what you're going to say. Nobody makes house calls anymore, especially when we're talking about dentures, relines, and repairs.
Hi, this is Dr. Mark Sinard of In-Home Denture. And yes, getting new dentures has never been easier. With just a few short visits to your home, I can provide you with the highest quality dentures and at a competitive price. No multiple trips to the dentist's office and no long waits. Call me, Dr. Mark Sinard at In-Home Denture. I'm available any day of the week.
Call Dr. Mark Sinard, 830-5050 and online at InHomeDenture.com.
When you were young, what did you want to be when you grew up? While many of us didn't become firefighters, singers, or astronauts, we can still become retired. Hi, I'm John Dombrowski, president of Grand Canyon Planning Associates and host of The Word on Wealth. It takes the right kind of planning and help to get to that comfortable retirement. So while I can't put out fires, sing along with Lady Gaga, or blast off to the moon, I can help you reach your financial goals. I've been assisting my clients for over 25 years with their financial, estate, and tax planning needs, and I can help you as well. Call me at 480-991-1055 and schedule a complimentary consultation. That's 480-991-1055. Visit us online at GrandCanyonPlanning.com. I'm John Dombrowski reminding you, don't run out of money before you run out of time.
Securities and advisory services offered through Client One Securities, LLC, a member of FINRA and SIPC, and an investment advisor. Grand Canyon Planning Associates, LLC, and Client One Securities, LLC are not affiliated.
Hey everyone, Dr. Aaron Haig over here. Have you ever heard of the one-day dental crowns? That's right, one-day dental crowns. At Bradshaw Family Dental, we have the technology that makes it possible for us to provide our patients with the best care and service that their smile deserves, from regular dental checkups to doing dentures, placing an implant.
Momentum, or just being in the zone. Well, Wall Street Journal sports reporter Ben Cohen has looked into the odd science of streaks, and he has written a wonderful new book, The Hot Hand, The Mystery and Science of Streaks. Ben, welcome to Q&A, and I have to ask you, what kind of research goes into finding out the science and behavioral aspects of a hot hand?
It means reading a whole lot of research that came before me. So there are hundreds of studies that have been written about the hot hand over the last 35 years or so, believe it or not. And I have sifted through basically all of them. In my home are two very large binders with double-sided printed pages with like every study ever written about the hot hand, because I knew like there was this deep literature about this very odd phenomenon, and that in order to write a book about it, I would have to familiarize myself with every thing about it. So there are a few major studies of the hot hand, and those are really the center focuses of this book, but like there are lots of them, and that's what made it so intriguing to me, that all of these really smart people had spent so much time thinking about this idea that is rooted in basketball.
And you know, Ben, a lot of people, when they think of a hot hand or streaks, they think first of sports, maybe politics, maybe business, but your research took you into the jungles of the Amazon, didn't it?
That's right. It's very far ranging, and that's what I loved about this phenomenon, is that while these really smart people wrote about basketball and gave me this excuse to use basketball to to explore the rest of the world. In fact, you know, it would have been intellectually dishonest for me to not write about basketball because all of these brilliant scholars and Nobel Prize winners had done it before me. The reason they were doing it was because it's not just about basketball. This is really about human behavior. So in this book, we go to the jungle of the Amazon. We go back to Shakespearean England in the early 1600s. We go to a sugar beet farm on the border of Minnesota and North Dakota. We go to Madison Square Garden to watch Steph Curry play basketball and arcades in Chicago to watch kids stuff quarters into NBA Jam machines. There's like there's a Van Gogh painting. There's a whole chapter about World War II and asylum judges. It really just goes everywhere. And that's because like when you start looking for the hot hand, you kind of bump into it everywhere you look.
How much of your research revealed that the hot hand, say in sports or business, comes down basically to confidence?
It's a very good question, and I think that confidence certainly plays a role here. I think the bigger thing is about control. When we think that we have control of our situation, when we have agency, we think that a hot hand is possible. But it's important to recognize when we don't have control, because that's when actually believing in the hot hand and behaving as if you believe in the hot hand can be dangerous. It can be costly. It can backfire and it can burn you a little bit. So, you know, it is important to take advantage of the hot hand when you can, but it's also important to recognize when you can't.
And speaking of people who can't, back in the early 1900s, there was a brilliant composer named Rebecca Clark. What do you say about her?
Yeah, she was someone who you would think would have been able to take advantage of the hot hand in her career. She had three hits in a row, and that's how we've been conditioned to think about the hot hand, right? Once you have three hits, something happens, and you know if you take advantage, you can get a fourth and kind of elevate your entire life. But the problem was that she was a woman composer in the early 20th century, and like those opportunities were simply not available to her. So at the exact moment when her career should have exploded, it actually stalled, and she recognized that the circumstance was not right for her. It's kind of a tragic story, but the only encouraging part is that at the end of her life, in the 1970s, when people had stopped quite thinking that way about her work, you know, more musicians encountered it for the first time, and they were able to hear it for what it was, which is just like truly brilliant classical music. And so at the end of her life, in her 80s and her 90s, she was able to experience this full-blown renaissance where she became like the famous composer that she was always supposed to be. It's just a shame that like she never had the chance to write more because she was not able to capitalize on that hot hand because of the environment in which she lived.
And how do you define the gambler's fallacy?
Through basketball, funnily enough. So in basketball, when you make three shots in a row, everybody thinks that you are making your fourth. That's the hot hand.
Mm-hmm.
But in gambling, when you walk into a casino and you go to the roulette wheel and you see three reds in a row, what research has shown is that most people will bet on black the next time.
Huh.
That's the gambler's fallacy. They bet on the streak to end and not continue. So in some ways, it's the corollary of the hot hand. And this is simply our minds playing tricks on us, right? And it's why casinos show the previous spins of the roulette wheel, and they tell you the breakdown of red and black when you're about to place a bet, because they are trying to encourage you to chase patterns, whether or not they exist. They want you to try to separate the signal from the noise, and we tend to fail at that, and that's why so many of us donate so much of our money to those buildings in Las Vegas.
Donate, yes. We have a lot of educators and retired teachers in this area. Your book also deals with how teachers should grade essays.
Yeah, it sort of is a reflection of the gambler's fallacy. So I talked to an economist at Yale who has studied the gambler's fallacy and the effects that the gambler's fallacy has on decision-making, because that's what this is about. It's about judgment and decision-making. And what he does now is something really curious and odd, but I think really revealing and interesting. When he grades papers and has his teaching assistants grade papers, he no longer simply just grades them in order, because he understands that if you read one paper after an A-plus paper, that second paper might might not read as well. But that's not really fair to the second paper. It's because you're reading it after the A-plus paper. So what he does is he splits his papers into two. He shuffles them. He makes them randomly in order. Mm-hmm. And he averages the grades between the two scores, because that's sort of a way to cut down on the bias that you have. So maybe one of those papers will be read after an A-plus paper, but the chances are they won't be read after two A-plus papers. And it sort of allows you to read everything with a clear mind. So this is not something that all of us can do in our entire lives. Like, not all of us have the time and the resources to double up our workload, but it's a really interesting solution to a curious problem that I think afflicts all of us.
This fascinating book is called The Hot Hand, The Mystery and Science of Streaks by Wall Street Journal sports reporter Ben Cohen. Ben, how can our listeners learn more about you and get a copy of The Hot Hand?
Well, they can buy The Hot Hand wherever books are sold, and I am available on every social media platform we're trying to avoid these days at BZ Cohen, C-O-H-E-N.
Very good. Thanks for joining us today on Q&A. Continued success in your publishing.
Thanks very much.
James Roush here of Wallach & Volk Mortgage. Are you interested in buying a home and just have a million questions running through your head? The James Roush team at Wallach & Volk Mortgage is here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week by appointment. Even if you need to meet on Saturday morning because of your work schedule, we'll be there. Call the James Roush team at 445-8730, Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 16209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
We're told that staying in the moment is one path to a happy life. The Breast Care Center at Yavapai Regional Medical Center is here to help you on that journey. Rest assured that when it comes to your breast health, YRMC's Breast Care Center sets the standard of excellence in our community. What does that mean to you? It means state-of-the-art screening technology, exceptional and experienced providers, a compassionate and supportive team. And, if you need it, YRMC's Breast Care Center is ready with the most advanced diagnostic studies and customized treatment options. Staying in the moment. Inspired by you.
The Toyota President's Award is the highest honor that can be achieved by a Toyota dealership. Findlay Toyota Prescott has had to excel at your sales satisfaction, your service satisfaction, vehicle delivery excellence, employee training and certification, and growth. This year, Toyota recognized Findlay Toyota Prescott as one of their finest with the President's Award. And we want to thank you for your patronage that enabled us to go above and beyond to be called one of the best of the best.
The best new cars make the best used cars with the Toyota Certified Used Vehicle Program. Every car, truck, sport utility, or crossover that wears the Toyota Certified Used Vehicle Badge comes with a 12-month, 12,000-mile limited comprehensive warranty, a 7-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty, 1 year of 24/7 roadside assistance, a 160-point quality assurance inspection, a Carfax vehicle history report, and financing at low new car rates.
Findlay Toyota Prescott has the largest selection of certified used vehicles in the region.
Findlay Toyota Prescott and FindlayToyotaPrescott.com, now open Sundays.
Hi, I'm Jamal McCoy, and here at Findlay Toyota Prescott, we are everybody's hometown dealer.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Tuesday, the 17th. I'm DJ Phone with a check of local and state news and weather together. Brought to you by Wallach & Volk. Amid the coronavirus pandemic, Governor Doug Ducey tells panic shoppers, knock it off! The governor making his case after several days of Arizona consumers wiping out store shelves of essentials like hand sanitizer and paper towels.
We are in coordination and communication with the leaders of our largest grocery chains, and they will be replenished. So I would encourage people to buy what they need. The supply chain for Arizona and for the United States will be protected.
Mostly sunny and breezy today with showers and snow moving in overnight through Thursday. Warming today to about 54 in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey Humboldt with big chill Wednesday and Thursday highs only around 42 with 2 to 4 inches of snow tomorrow night and Thursday. Chilling after bedtime tonight to a very wet 37. Warming Friday to a mostly sunny 48. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, a sunny breezy 64 for today's high, a late night low of mostly cloudy and breezy 42 with a 30% chance for overnight rain. Then rainy Wednesday afternoon through Thursday with highs tomorrow and Thursday, a wet and breezy 51. Sunshine returns Friday warming to 57. This news and weather, a service of Wallach and Volk. I'm DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM, KQNA. Like us on Facebook and listen live worldwide at KQNA.com and stay tuned. Q&A will continue in just a moment on KQNA.
There's nothing like that. Oh, moment when you realize you're locked out of your car or your house. We've all been there. Norm's Lock and Safe can help. We have the key to that problem. I'm Chris, and my dad Norm taught me everything I know. Our community has depended on us since 1993. We've been here and will continue to be there for you. Automotive, residential, commercial, Norm's Lock and Safe will keep your family, business, and assets secure. 8169 East Florentine, Prescott Valley, and normslockandsafe.com.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents and Doug.
Welcome to Burger Palace. What would you like today?
Yes, I'd like to tell you that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
This is Burger Palace. Do you want any food?
Yes, one palace party meal.
No, Limu, they won't put insects on a burger.
No, you can't talk to the manager.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Napa Know-How.
Whether you're a master mechanic or struggle to locate your emergency brake, nothing gets under your skin quite like a warning light. And no amount of wishful thinking is going to turn that thing off. But don't pound that dashboard just yet, because in addition to 6,000 Napa Auto Parts stores, there are 17,000 Napa Auto Care Centers. So you can tackle the task in your garage or leave it to the pros. Do it yourself or have it done for you. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
Listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Welcome back to Q&A. You know him as Tim Buck 2. We know him as Jason Diakite. He's one of Sweden's chart-topping hip-hop artists. He's won 8 Swedish Grammys, 4 P3 Gold Swedish Radio Awards. He's performed all over the world, from Sweden to Africa, and from the Roxy in L.A. to Nobel Peace Prize Award ceremonies. He's got a new book out. It's called A Drop of Midnight. Now, Jason, with a title like that, it creates a bit of a mystery. So tell us what A Drop of Midnight is about.
A Drop of Midnight is about how it was growing up as a person of color in Sweden of the 80s and 90s. My father is an African-American man, and my mom is white American. And they moved to Sweden in 1969 to find a better opportunity. My dad wanted to go to university and couldn't afford to in this country, so needed to go to Sweden to do that. And growing up in Sweden, I never felt entirely Swedish, but also I never felt entirely American. I was never entirely black or entirely white, which gave me just this, you know, I was born into the in-between, literally. And finding some trying to find some completion is really what triggered me to write this book.
And not only that, but you're also, I understand, a part Cherokee, part Slovak, and part German.
Yeah, my my great grandmother was part Cherokee, and on my mom's side, my great grandfather migrated to the United States in 1886 from Slovakia. So it's just a weave of countries and cultures and skin colors and languages that is my the tapestry of my family history, you know. And that's a very American story, I think.
Yeah.
And to me it was growing up in Sweden of the 80s and 90s, it was something. I was one of only three brown skinned kids in my entire school and was bullied for a good 6 years. I was you know, called all types of names because of the color of my skin, and as a child in the ages of 8, 9, 10, when the sense of wanting to belong is so strong, it gave me, you know, it was painful to it's painful to look at now how ashamed I was of my skin color back then. Then, you know, a few years later, discovering hip hop and really fully being able to embrace my identity. I'm saying all this to say that really what my book aims to do, and the message that's the essence of it, is that diversity is strength, basically.
And if this were an American story, you would be a walking melting pot, wouldn't you?
Yes. What's so interesting about it is that it is an American story.
Yeah.
It's an American story with a twist, and that twist is the part of our family story that takes place in Sweden.
Wow. Well, how did hip-hop and rap help you ultimately love yourself?
Discovering the rap music of the late 80s and early 90s, and just being mesmerized by the confidence, the swagger, the messaging, the rhythm, and the language that these men and women were using and celebrating who they are, just gave me the confidence to do the same, basically. And I, at 14, I started writing my own rap lyrics, and that became an essential release valve for me to try and write about what was going on in my life, write about what was going on in the city and country that I lived in, and in the world, ultimately. So that creative outlet has really been my North Star, my lifeblood, and kind of guiding light.
Now, not only has your book A Drop of Midnight sold more than 100,000 copies in Sweden, it's been adapted into a stage performance. So tell us what's happening next month at Harlem Stage.
I spent a good 2 years writing the book, and after having completed that, I really yearned to get back on stage. So I've adapted the book into a stage performance, which basically is a unique mix of storytelling, spoken word, rap lyrics, and soul, jazz, music. So it's me together with an 8-piece band from Harlem, an amazing group of musicians called the Rakim Walker Project. And I tell the story of who I am, who my family, what my family is and who we are, and it's set to music.
Now, you use music as an outlet and a guide to find self-love. But in your book, in reading it, I see your mother and father were vocal about not sharing private family stories. So how have they reacted to this book?
It's been a painful reckoning at times with my mom and dad. They felt that our family's history shouldn't be offered to as, you know, public knowledge. They're way more private than I am. Of course, spent most of my life being an artist, so I'm much more used to kind of speaking about my emotions and my history in public than they are. Both on my mom and dad's side, our history is, our families come from very poor backgrounds, and I think they felt that it was too painful to look at that and relive that, in a sense, by writing about it and talking about it. Whereas me being born in Sweden and born into the privilege of never having known true poverty, in a sense could afford to look at that and examine that and write and deal with how that has shaped me and ultimately how that may shape future generations.
Now, what did you learn by traveling to Charleston, Baltimore, and Harlem to meet your family?
One of the biggest revelations that offered was just shining a light at my privilege. And again, growing up as a person of color in Sweden, the 80s and 90s, that was not something that I felt that I think I, quite the contrary, I always felt underprivileged and that my skin color was an obstacle. Traveling, for example, to sit with my aunt and cousins who live in a trailer park in rural South Carolina, and just realizing what a different path my life has taken and what opportunity I've been given, essentially, by the kind of courage and strength of the people that came before me, just made me realize how privileged I am and what I want to do with that and how to kind of carry that legacy in the best way possible.
Mm-hmm. As a mixed-race person in Sweden, tell me what it was like for you to walk on the stage at the Apollo Theater.
It was a dream come true. I mean, I to this day can't believe that it actually happened. And ultimately, I hope to get back onto the Apollo stage.
Mm-hmm.
It's a testament to what creativity and art can mean, not just for me as an individual, but for my family and hopefully for my readers who can read this and maybe find strength and inspiration in my story and my family's story.
And do you think your book will have a great story, a great inspiration for interracial kids today who might be feeling like you did as a child?
I hope it can offer solace to those who have pondered these same questions around the world. I know that, for example, when reading Barack Obama's book, Dreams of My Father, it was the first time really encountering an author writing about that, the sense of halfness of having a white and a black parent.
Yeah.
And that gave me a lot of solace to realize that I wasn't alone in feeling that way. And hope to pass that on. But ultimately, it's a book for a reader of any skin color, obviously, because we all are the result of, you know, several generations of family, right? And
sure.
Like I was saying at the outset, America is a country that is truly built up on diversity and this tapestry of different heritages that make up this amazing nation. And I think that should be, especially in the times we live in, celebrated.
And the author is Jason Diakite. We know him as Timbuktu. How can our listeners get a copy of your book, A Drop of Midnight, and learn more about you?
It is, of course, available on Amazon, and you can also go into adropofmidnight.com, and there are links both to the book and to the stage performance, and yeah.
This is an amazing story we strongly recommend for our listeners. Jason, thanks so much for joining us today on Q&A. Continued success in your publishing and your performing.
Thank you so much for having me, DJ.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Prescott, the Quad Cities, and Cottonwood. Are you ready for some honest debate? I'm Ben Shapiro, and I'm excited to be part of KQNA's lineup of live talk. My show is the fastest-growing conservative talk show and podcast in America. Our show is fast-moving, hilarious, hard-hitting, and comprehensive. Join me every weekday at 3 as we confront the liberal culture of fear and intimidation head-on with real facts and honest debate. Join us weekdays at 3 for the Ben Shapiro Show on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQNA.
And now a message from the Prescott Noon Lions Club.
Wow, a $2,000 check from the Prescott Noon Lions. This will really help our nonprofit. We can always count on the Prescott Noon Lions.
Hi, my name's Tom Hubbard, a Prescott Noon Lion since 1999. You've likely seen our yellow paper collection trailers parked in various shopping centers around Prescott. We've earned money by recycling discarded papers since 1975 to financially support many local nonprofit organizations and community services.
My name is Kim Zimmerman, a Prescott Noon Lion since 2000.
2011. We encourage you to discard your old newspapers and magazines into one of our trailers. In the past 3 years, we've raised and distributed over $100,000.
My name is Bob Welch, a Prescott Noon Lion since 2012. We donate over 12,000 volunteer hours a year, but we need funds beyond what we raise by sweat equity alone. Today, I'm asking you to donate to the Prescott Noon Lions Foundation to help support our charitable works. See our website, PrescottNoonLions.org, or see us on Facebook. Thank you.
Well, this thing is toast. We'll just get you another unit.
Sound familiar? Other companies may handle air conditioning and heating services that way, but Gettle's technicians follow a straightforward inspection checklist before ever recommending a replacement. If a repair is inadvisable, a highly trained home solutions expert is scheduled for a free and thorough system evaluation so they can properly advise and design your ideal home comfort system. Proper sizing, efficiency, heat loss and gain, equipment location, ductwork design. It's not rocket science, but it is science. And simply quoting equipment replacement is, well, just not the right thing to do. Gettle's High Desert Mechanical, providing options and solutions for your comfort. Unparalleled expertise and generations of service, one customer at a time. In Prescott, call 928-772-2751. And in the Verde Valley, 928-567-2200. Or visit GettlesHDM.com. Don't settle. Get Gettles.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Well, and those cancellations just continue. The Yavapai College Performing Arts Center is putting on hold Scared Scriptless with, of course, Brad Sherwood and Colin Mockery. That was scheduled for this Saturday. That is postponed. Also, Mike Super, Magic and Illusion on Friday the 27th. That has been postponed. In fact, all of their Performing Arts Center productions through March have been postponed. Also, our buddy Debbie Stewart with the Senior Connection says that her presentations, let's see, the Senior Connection is temporarily replacing their on-site weekly speakers bureau presentations with teleconnection streaming on the internet. Debbie writes here, in response to concerns surrounding coronavirus 19, the Senior Connection has temporarily suspended the Speakers Bureau presentations. Instead, the presentations will be available through teleconnection live streaming via the Senior Connection website Thursdays at noon. Each presentation will subsequently be available to view on demand at the viewer's convenience. That means community members will get the benefit of the presentations without having to physically attend. Well, in show business, we lost a TV icon today. If you were a fan of the old Carol Burnett show, and who wasn't, the handsome announcer Lyle Waggoner has passed away at 84. What a lot of people don't know about Lyle is that he was one of the finalists for the role of Batman on the cheeky ABC TV series that eventually went to Adam West. And I think Lyle Waggoner would have made a good Batman myself. He was also the very first centerfold in Playgirl magazine, Lyle Waggoner. Hard to believe, huh? And, of course, he spent several years on Wonder Woman with Linda Carter. But later in life, and I used to see this all the time when I lived in Los Angeles, anytime you go to a film or TV production site, you're going to see these large trailers that house the actors and crew members. Well, in a lot of cases, those were Lyle Waggoner's, because in 1979, he launched a business called Star Wagons, and that's wagons with two G's, like Waggoner. He rented motorhomes for actors and makeup artists to use on film and TV sets, and it became really lucrative. In fact, CNBC reported a few years ago that Star Wagons had 800 trailers and posted annual revenue of $17 million. Waggoner said that he supplied 30 trailers alone for ABC's Dancing with the Stars. So Lyle Waggoner gone at 84. Also, for those of you who loved a lot of movies from the 1940s and 50s and early 60s, the great character actor Stuart Whitman has died. He was 92 years old. As I mentioned before, got some friends coming through. Want to give a shout out to Mike and Melinda, Grady and Ashlyn. They are enjoying their first visit to Arizona. And for those of you who have not yet done your taxes, raise your hand if you're guilty. Yes, my hand just went up. There's a nice story in the current issue of AARP magazine. That would be the which month issue? That would be the March 2020 issue with Susie Orman on the cover. A few weeks ago, I interviewed Janelle Rydell, who operates the Tax Aid Volunteers Free Tax Service here in the Quad Cities. And there's a big story on Janelle and that service right here on page 40 in the March edition of AARP Magazine. I'm sorry, that's the AARP... It's kind of a tabloid newsletter. What's the title of it here? I'll get to it. Not the magazine itself, but it's AARP Bulletin. Sorry about that. The AARP Bulletin, page 40, says here, over two decades, Janelle Rydell has guided the growth of the AARP Foundation tax aid location in Prescott, with volunteers helping other residents file more than 5,300 returns last year alone. The program's growing popularity in Arizona made it easy for the 67-year-old longtime volunteer to convince the owners of Prescott Gateway Mall that donating a storefront right next to Sears, where people can get free tax assistance year-round, would boost business. She says, I showed them our stats for the previous 5 years, and they said, okay, can you do my taxes too? And she said, absolutely. The Prescott site is one of about 80 tax aid locations across Arizona where more than 1,000 IRS-trained volunteers helped 50,000 people nationwide file federal and state returns last year. So good news for Janelle Rydell. A nice write-up in the March edition of the AARP Bulletin. Also, a nice story in Costco Connection. You know, with the weather forecast calling for snow 2 to 4 inches Wednesday night and Thursday, might be a good time to take a look at the condition of your car. And on pages 52 and 53 in the current issue of the Costco Connection, some really good tips on not only how to help your car get through winter, but what repairs you should not even attempt. And that's my big thing right there. I know better than to mess with the car. So in the meantime, we've got Ben Shapiro coming away at 3, followed at 4 by Talk of a Town, Prescott Valley. Join me back here Wednesday for Q&A when I will see you on the radio.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.